Hello, is Bradley Zollman there?
Yes.
Excellent. Bradley, hope you're doing well. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm not going to give you any personal information.
No problem with that. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, Black African American, Asian American, Pacific? Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote for this year's, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Now I'm going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing? Joe Biden as president. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Sherrod Brown as senator. Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Strongly disapprove.
Donald Trump as former president, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Now I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I reach each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. First Energy, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or never heard or don't know?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Republicans in Congress, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard, or don't know?
Somewhat favorable.
Marcy Kaptur, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard, don't know?
Very unfavorable.
Derek Merritt, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard, don't know?
Don't know.
Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard.
Or somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard, don't know.
Very unfavorable.
Democrats in Congress, favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard, don't know.
Somewhat unfavorable.
I do appreciate your time. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Derek Merritt.
If there's a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there's no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
No chance I'd vote for her.
Now I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. Is it time for a change? Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Meron. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Meron wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he or his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, don't know.
No difference.
Derek Meron wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Meron's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Meron's bill would also force doctors to replan ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, don't know?
Don't know.
And the state legislator, Derek Meron, supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers as mayor of Waterville. He tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Meron will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Much less likely, somewhat likely, no difference, more likely, not true?
I don't know.
Okay. In the state, legislator Derek Meron sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true. Don't know.
Make no difference. I feel that all politicians are for whatever they can get, no matter what side of the fence they're on.
Okay, I do appreciate your time with this. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Meron voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Meron even voted no on that. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
I don't know.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Meron was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill balling out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Meron's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to go on with this. I've got somewhere I have to be.
Okay. So we're almost completed with this. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for Marin?
I will still vote for him because, to me, Marcy Kaptur has been in there way, way too long, and we need a change.
Okay.
I think there should be term limits. I don't think she should have been in there 40 years to start with.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but no degree, associate's degree?
High school graduate.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I used to be a Democrat, but in the last 7 or 8 years, I've become a Republican because I think the Democrats have gone off the deep end and are nuts.
Okay. A strong Republican, independently Republican?
I would say I've become a strong Republican.
How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important?
I'm not going to go on with that anymore.
I refuse.
I need to get out of here and go away someplace.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, and I'm done.
Yep, the survey has been completed.